You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
One of the surprising facts about Jesus, the Son of God, was that he felt comfortable with all sorts of people, with prostitutes, criminals, and other social outcasts. And what's more, they felt comfortable with him.
Have you ever wondered why he was loved by the rougher elements of society and why he was in so much demand at all their dinners and parties? Today, religious people, or so-called wowsers, would probably be the last people they'd think of inviting.
What was this mysterious drawing power that Jesus had over the men and women of his day, and that he still has in this day and age?
Let's eavesdrop on a party that took place nearly 2,000 years ago. Jesus was invited by Simon, the town dignitary, and he is the honoured guest. Simon, in the custom of the day, reclines on a divan next to him. Suddenly there's a silence, and standing in the doorway is a woman of loose morals, probably a prostitute. She slowly makes her way to where Jesus is and begins to sob uncontrollably. Tears running down her face streak her heavy makeup.
The guests are embarrassed. She bends down before Jesus and begins to wipe his feet with her hair. Then, shocking them even more, she takes an expensive box of ointment and begins to smear it on Jesus' feet. Ignoring the obvious disgust of the group and looking into her eyes, says, "Woman, your sins are forgiven you." The host and his guests can hardly believe what they've just witnessed.
What was it about Jesus' reputation that so aroused curiosity? Not only the lower strata of society, but also the super rich. Remember Zacchaeus? He was an important man, but in a very undignified manner, he climbed a tree just to get a better glimpse of the famous carpenter from Nazareth. Yes, Jesus was like a magnet in his day. What was it that drew sinners to him?
Maybe they found in him a totally non-condemnatory acceptance. Certainly sinners felt entirely safe with him, enough to expose their inner selves. On the other hand, his purity acted like a mirror, reflecting back their sinful ways. But it wasn't the harsh, frightening reflection they were used to seeing on the faces of the self-righteous. It was a reflection of forgiveness and acceptance.
When Jesus told them, "Your sins are forgiven," he was only verbalizing what they already felt. In his company, they felt like forgivable people. They could see compassion on his face.
Forgiveness. Easy to say, but hard to carry through. Today, there are still people with self-righteous attitudes. They believe if you live a good life and are kind to those in need, that's what constitutes a Christian. They have no conception that they themselves are sinners. It doesn't matter who we are. We've all broken God's moral law. Being a Christian doesn't depend on our perceived goodness. The Bible says all have sinned, and that includes you and me. It doesn't matter if you're totally irreligious or a person with a background of the religion of your choice. The fact is, most people are working their way to heaven or nirvana. They're striving by the things they do that will add enough merit to get them there.
Look, don't be self-righteous by thinking you're good enough to get to heaven on your own. Too many have made that mistake. They think one day they're going to front up to God and say, "Look what I've done." But God is going to say, "It's not what you've done. It's what my son Jesus did on the cross for you. If you never accepted him as your Saviour, then I never knew you."
The Bible says there is nothing we can do to earn salvation. This goes against the grain because it's hard on our pride. We want to get to heaven our own way, on our own terms. But the Lord has made it very plain that only by trusting Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, we can be saved.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.